With me today in the studio is Jan Snyder of the Sawyer County Fair, and that's coming up August 14th through the 17th. This is the 118th annual fair.
I know.
You're not that old. You look good for 118.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I sure was not the first person to start a fair, which is a wonderful thing. But, you know, across the country, counties and communities have been putting together annual fairs throughout the years.
Yeah.
And where it started off and look at where it is now, it's pretty amazing. And here's one thing that's really great about it is that it is an amazing event, a great community event. Everybody gets together, get to watch some fun things, get to see, you never know what you're going to see, have some great entertainment and all kinds of fun things with that.
Talk to some animals.
Absolutely, because there's all kinds of critters out there for sure.
And they talk back.
They sometimes do. They sometimes do for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about the overall schedule of the fair starting August 14th through the 17th. And Thursday night, it kicks off at 6 o'clock with a family theme. And there's one difference with this family night than there has been in other years.
Absolutely. So one thing is that we're just asking that every person that comes through the door, that they help us kind of offset a few of the little costs. We are asking for $1 a person to get in. Still allows this to be a very economic evening for at the fair. As opposed to some of the other nights, you have to pay for entry into the fair at a larger or a higher price to get in the get in the door. So gates open at 6. We have a concert that kicks off in the family tent down there. The carnival rides open at 6 p.m. and they are running wristband night. Now, if you are an adventurous soul and you want to get on the rides all times, all places, every time that the carnival is open, there's the Mega Band, and that covers you all weekend. And
so the Mega Band isn't a band at the shelter or anything.
No,
it's not a group that plays music. It's a band on the wrist.
It is a band on the wrist, and you can, any time that the carnival is open, you can get on any of the carnival rides because that is an all-weekend pass for your carnival.
Okay.
And that is a $100 purchase. So quite a few people just purchase a session for the evening. So, and a lot of time, and that evening session or afternoon session is a $25 purchase.
Okay. Yeah. So there's this, what is that? Like a 4-hour window.
Absolutely.
For a $25 wristband, and they can get on any rides as often as they want for those 4 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's some other events. The Quilt Square Contest opens up at the Exhibit Hall. Grow a Weed. Not growing weed, but growing
Correct.
A weed.
Grow a Weed Contest.
That's a new thing, isn't it?
It is. Both the Quilt Square and the Grow a Weed Contest. So that kind of fits in with our theme that we have this year. We have Sow It, Grow It, and Show It. This year is our fair theme, and that's kind of does our little bit of decorations and some fun little contests that we do with the fair. So our Quilt Square Contest is quilters in the area are going to bring in a quilt square that fits the theme of the fair, and then we're going to put together a community quilt. And we're going to take that down and raffle that off down at our Wisconsin Association of Fairs convention. What that does is it provides additional education and marketing and some great things that happens for the fair, so Jan doesn't have to do a little bit of it. And this is our way of bringing that back into the community.
Yep.
And that is meant to be in our theme, so it's has to encompass that theme. They have to have their quilt square in by 7 o'clock to do that. The square becomes part of the fair.
Okay.
And then the Grow a Weed. So we have a few different categories. We have bushy, ground cover, prickly and pokey, and skyrocketing weeds. And so, again, we are asking that it is legal to possess. And
Everybody can grow a weed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can. Here's the thing. I have been fighting to keep. So my guy that mows the lawn and does the weed whip, I have some that I have been trying to save. Him and I have been like he cuts one off, and then I got to go find a different one. Oh, dear. So what you're going to do is you're going to get that in at 7 o'clock. You're going to get judged a few different categories with that. There's an adult category and a youth category in there. So it's all in good fun and a great time. Another event that we have going on is our Ag Olympics. And Ag Olympics is a quick little fun active relay race that we do that encompasses some agricultural activities that kids or people do on the farm on a regular basis. And so that's a great Thursday evening event that we have. Winners get a mega band.
Oh, yeah.
So it is worth coming to try and do that. That happens at 7 o'clock out in front of the small animal and the large animal barn.
Okay.
We have a guest appearance coming for that this evening. The Wisconsin Fair State the Fair is going to come and visit us that evening and help us out with the Ag Olympics. Last year we had a record setter with our times on the Ag Olympics through the relays. So yeah. She was pretty good in heels and a skirt. So I would not be. So,
cool.
Yeah. And then we also have a Kids Box that is our family entertainment for the year. So they put on an amazing show with their contests. And last year they had a macaw that came and visited us.
Okay.
And great family entertainment.